You're listening to the best of the morning blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Start of a great long weekend. Let's claim off top. No violence this weekend in the city.
Yes, for real.
We're off that. Picked Mike up from the airport after the show yesterday. Took him to LC's for a light lunch. Well,
ain't nothing light there.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to stop with that.
Did he like it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. What'd he get?
Ribs and burn-ins.
Boy, boy, boy. Side?
Fried mushrooms.
Oh, word. That's mm-hmm. different. Okay.
That's the same thing I said.
Okay. He liked that too?
Mm-hmm. He murked it all.
Yeah, buddy. I know he had some good sleep last night.
Trying to tell you. I was asleep by 8 o'clock.
My boy was in a coma. What else y'all got going on?
Well, we're going to St. Louis tomorrow. He's got a friend in town, so I think they're going to go hang out tonight.
Okay.
I'm glad I know that this friend listens to the show. I did not know that before. Now that I know, I'll be fixing up the way I say certain things now.
Somebody got a bad report card, huh?
Well, when I talked about him coming, the friend reached out and was like, "Oh, friend, you coming?" And so he was like, "Oh, yeah." So
yeah.
Now I know he's listening. So
okay. Well, while you in St. Louis, I'm going to be here in the town DJing a wedding on Saturday. Can't wait for that.
The love.
Oh, it's in the air. Who knows what happened a year from now. And then I'll be doing virtue after that.
Okay.
So, yeah, y'all come mess with me Saturday night, man.
If I was in town, I would pull up on you. I was going to pull up on you last Saturday.
Yeah.
I forgot what happened. Something happened.
You just didn't want to go. It's cool.
No, that's not true. Something happened. I don't remember what now, but something happened.
Yeah. And Shay, as we step out, two-stepping community in Kansas City lost somebody. Jeff Allen.
Yeah, they call him Cap.
Yeah, you'll see him at all the two-step spots, especially at the Juke House. Always a good dude whenever I interacted with him. Rest in peace, Mr. Jeff Allen. You'll be missed here in KC.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 50 or 60s. A little bit of rain coming our way. Right now, you are cloudy and 52 in Grandview. Shade was popping.
Bill Cosby was denied parole in his sexual assault case after he refused to participate in a sex offender therapy program. Mm. According to the New York Daily News, the Pennsylvania Parole Board revealed that Cosby also received a negative recommendation from correction officials.
Wow.
Cosby's spokesperson said that the decision was, quote, not a surprise. Mr. Cosby has vehemently proclaimed his innocence and continues to deny all allegations made against him.
Mm.
He continued to say he remains hopeful that the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court will vacate his conviction or warrant him a new trial.
Ain't it almost time for him to get out?
He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, so I'm thinking maybe this is 4 years in.
Mm. Yeah,
it's definitely not 5 or 6.
Nah, it's not. Nah, it's like 3 or 4.
So we interviewed Jim Jones, and we asked him about his relationship with Chrissy Lampkin and whether or not they were going to get married. Well, apparently he didn't want to hear that from another radio personality because he kind of went off.
Is there still pressure for you and Chrissy to get officially married?
No. You married?
I'm not married.
Your mama married?
My mother wasn't married either.
All right, then. So that should answer your question. Why you worry about me getting married?
I knew you was going to come with it, Jim. I knew you was going
to
come with it, but as a female,
you're talking to me about something that you haven't fulfilled or your mama hasn't fulfilled. So you should worry about what's going on in my house. You should try to figure out what's going on in yours.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And her mother's dead, by the way.
Oh,
I know Kendra
no.
G. Her mother passed away like 3 years ago.
Oh. Mm. Yeesh. Yeah.
Jim is a booty. You know what?
Oh, what?
He's a booty. Oh, you know what?
Oh, okay, okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah, he comes off as that sometimes.
We brought him to Dallas 1 year, and he was nothing.
Yeah. You can tell he's just irritated with that question, and He just lashed out.
Why are you interviewing then? That's what we want to talk about. That's what we want to know.
I just know you get tired of the personal jabs.
You don't have
sometimes,
to.
But I get it. No, you're
that
right.
That wasn't a jab. That was a question.
No, not a jab. I shouldn't have said jab. Just the personal insights, I guess. Trying to go into my personal life, but then don't get on reality TV, I guess. So.
That's exactly what she said. She's asking that question as a fan because they've seen their. That's what their whole reality show is about.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean.
You think you feel a little guilty?
Ain't nobody out of. Pizzocket, I mean.
Pizzocket.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I talked to my niece last night about the school shooting and stuff, and what are Kansas City doing about these school shootings? Are they teaching our kids where to hide at in the school? What's the right thing to do? And basically, my sister told me that they're not teaching these kids nothing about that. And I'm like, why is it not important? If it happens, they're going to need to know where to hide or what to do.
Yeah, the next call you got to make is to the school board so that they can make sure that they hear this.
I'm quite sure they're going to hear it now on the radio. So.
Okay. I hope they listening, child.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad. I woke up at 3 seeing my wife getting her drink on, but I got to go to work still. She mad because she ain't got no room in the bed.
She up at 3 a.m. getting slizzard?
Man. All her wombos and stuff. I'm like, oh, nah.
What you do to make her do that at 3 in the morning?
It ain't my fault. I went to sleep at 7 because I wake up at 6.
Well, you have a safe weekend. As soon as you get off work, it's time to turn up.
Right. You understand me?
All right, dog. Have a good one.
You too, fam. Ride your train.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Brenda. Color t-shirt. It's Friday, hey, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Linda. Go, Felicia. Felicia. It's Friday, hey, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Don. Go, Shine. Go, Shine. Go, Ness. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Go, Shay. Go, Shay. It's Friday. Time to get the weekend lit. Go, Shay. Uh-huh. It's time to tell the town who you doing it with.
I'm Shay.
Uh-huh.
I'm Shay.
Okay.
Going to St. Louis for my man's birthday. I'm Shay.
Uh-huh.
I'm Shay.
Oh, hey.
Gonna grill something up for Memorial Day.
It's B, your homie. Might slide on the vine and two-step outside and then jump in the ride. Time to turn up because it's wedding time. Hey.
That's right. Kansas City turned up. It's the start of your weekend on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. $1,000 of birthday cash if you got qualified. Payday is today.
Look at you. You still twerking and reading at the same time. Good morning, 654. Today, look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you are cloudy and 55 on 18th and Vine.
You know, $3 million is a nice round number. Enough to make me move some stuff around so I can get it.
Uh-huh.
Lawmakers in Oklahoma are offering up a $3 million bounty for the live capture of an unarmed Bigfoot. Like Sasquatch. Legend says there's a creature between 7 to 9 feet tall, weighing between 600 and 900 pounds, and lives alone in the forest.
I beg your pardon?
Dead or alive?
No, unharmed.
Unharmed.
Live
okay.
Capture.
Yeah, I don't know about that, fam. You doing that for real?
For $3 million?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. No. I just got a text message.
What?
My homie said he thinks his baby mama is the Bigfoot they've been looking
Lord,
for.
No.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Juneteenth was made a holiday for city employees on yesterday. We'll be talking with 3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson at 7:38 about this historic vote. While you were in L.A., doing whatever you were doing. Playmaker and I were here interviewing for an event that's happening in the town on Saturday. Let's tap into that interview right now, B. I tell you, the amount of small business owners in Kansas City is something to contend with, Playmaker. I've lived in a lot of different places, but never have I seen so many entrepreneurs in one city.
Yeah, that's real tall. It's a hustling town.
Trying to tell you. Tasha Renee with Boss Up Academy is on the line with us today. You've got an event happening this weekend called Kansas City's Got Talent.
Yes.
Tell us about what made you put this event together Saturday, May 29th.
So I basically wanted to shine light on all the talent we have here in Kansas City and also giving our entrepreneurs a chance to be seen as well.
For those who don't know much about Boss Up Academy, why don't you just give us a background about that?
This group was created to build a platform for both male and female entrepreneurs to help promote, share advice, and basically boss up together.
What got you into entrepreneurship, Tasha?
I created my business, Silver Light Candles, honoring my late mother, Sylvia Miller. And I wanted some business friends, but didn't know how to meet them. So creating a group and inviting all the local entrepreneurs I was meeting throughout pop-up shops, we just literally started giving each other advice, uplifting, and sharing great experiences with each other.
Saturday, May 29th, when folks visit Harris Park, 2 o'clock, what are they going to expect?
So they're going to see over 50 Black-owned businesses that will be in attendance, followed by a few food trucks. The talent that we have here in Kansas City is so amazing. So we have a lot of people performing, Kansas City Drill Team, Rain KC, Marching Stallions, and Fusion Drill Team. I have my judges, which are all local Kansas City artists, Young Dame of the Twins, Indica, and Brandocious, special performers by Young Rail. I'm just really excited for this event.
So if folks want more information, Tasha, where can they go to get it?
They can go to Facebook Boss Up Academy. They can find my group and also me, Tasha Renee, and we can answer any questions they may have.
All right, I need to get one of those candles you talking about, Tasha. I appreciate
I know,
right? you.
Yes. Right,
that's what I've been looking for. I was like, I'm going to Bath & Body Works. I want to get some Black-owned candles. That's what's up.
No. Come out Saturday, and I got
you. All right, that's what I'm talking about, Tasha. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And make sure y'all get
Thank
out there
you.
And support. Support!
That's right. Kansas City's Got Talent Vendor Expo.
Thank you, Tasha.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
721, look for highs in the lower 60s today. Cloudy skies right now. You're cloudy and 53 in Independence. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Rapper Chubb Rock is 53.
In a casket, just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it.
How many BPMs is this?
This is about 105, 106. You can mix this with Usher, Caught Up.
Caught up, got me feeling it.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Singer from High Five, Russell Neal, is 47 today.
Hey.
And I would have never guessed this because I respect Gladys Knight so much.
Don't do that.
She's Gemini too.
Don't stay
hey. 77 years old today.
Shout out to everybody born on May 28th. You got a special one.
Yeah, my boo-boo baby, Big Mike, he's his age today.
Happy birthday. And everybody else born on May 28th.
BET Awards nominations have been announced, and Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby have scored the most nominations.
Oh, yeah.
Megan is up for Best Female Hip-Hop Artist, Video of the Year for WAP, Album of the Year for Good News, and a Viewer's Choice Award for the Savage Remix with Beyoncé.
She'll be walking home with hella BET Awards.
DaBaby snagged Best Male Hip Hop Artist, Album of the Year for Blame It On Baby, and 4 nominations for Best Collabo for his features alongside Roddy Ricch, Megan Thee Stallion, Pop Smoke, Lil Baby, and Jack Harlow.
They doing this live?
It's going to air on Sunday, June 27th. It says it will be live with a fully vaccinated audience from the L.A. Microsoft Theater. Mm.
Think BET can bring them ratings up for the award shows? You know, the award shows been in the slump.
I think if they have some live performances, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, they air it so much, so I usually don't make it a big deal to just watch that day because it's going to be played 700 right. more times.
Oh, yeah, definitely 4th of July weekend.
For sure. 50 Cent has responded to Vivica's pouring out of her love for him and her continued just love. That's all I can say.
I'm not never bothered by when she says that. You know what I'm saying? Because you say, at the time that we actually interacted with each other, we weren't conscious of everything else that's going on.
Oh.
Handle it just like a player would handle it.
I'd like to talk on the phone with him.
Why?
I don't know. Just the way he sounds, I like it.
You gonna handle can you handle the thug side, though? Like, if he cuss you out?
50 Cent, when have you ever heard him curse somebody out?
Excuse me?
Other than somebody he got a problem with.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather?
He had a problem.
Yeah, Rick Ross, of course.
A problem.
And the dude, but he be talking reckless to everybody.
A problem.
Tierra Marie.
A problem.
You better pay him his money. I know that. Then I owe him nothing.
I'm just saying. It would be nice. He says that he was going to propose to Vivica. He already had a 12-carat ring in pocket for old girl. So now this makes a little bit more sense. Because I was like, why is she still not over this 18 years later? But they were really on the precipice of something big. But he said that once they fell out, he went on ahead and just made some earrings out of that ring.
Me too. That's my type of energy right there. What's happening?
You can't throw it out. It's a 12-carat ring.
Or give it to somebody else.
You can't give nobody a used ring.
Ain't nothing wrong with recycled gifts, y'all.
No, the intention... nothing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My DM's humming, Brian.
Oh, boy.
One of our listeners hit me with a little Dirk sighting. They said he has all of Chicago with him. Good morning, Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 7:37 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy skies right now. You are cloudy in 56 in downtown KC Mo.
City Council was busy yesterday, Brian. They passed an ordinance to make Juneteenth a paid holiday for its over 5,000 employees.
I love that, Shay.
Talking with 3rd District Councilperson Melissa Robinson. She voted yes. Why is this important?
Because we want to make sure we never forget the contributions of enslaved Africans and Black Americans to this country. It's important for us to really understand our history and for everyone to understand the history of the United States of America. When you think about all of the holidays that we do celebrate, they commemorate either people or significant events or significant cultural, historical pieces of the American story. And so the emancipation of slaves, I couldn't think of a better holiday or a better time for us to reflect on our torrid past, but also thinking about collectively, what is the liberation strategy? Because we know that although the Emancipation Proclamation happened, we still are not completely free in America. So this is an opportunity for us as a city to not only reflect, but to think about what can we be doing more to reconcile with the Black population.
There'll be a bunch of activities going on 18th and Vine for Juneteenth. Any plans for the city to have future events to celebrate?
Absolutely. So we're going to be encouraging people to make it a day on, not a day off. We're going to be encouraging people to make sure that they give back to the community. And so we're going to be providing those community service activities for folks. So we're excited about celebrating Juneteenth. I want to give a shout out to Juneteenth KC. This is their 10th anniversary in continuing the legacy of Horace Peterson III, who started the Black Archives of Mid-America here in Kansas City. So we're excited about all the activities that will be happening. So beginning Friday, June the 18th is the actual holiday.
Two questions before we let you go, Melissa. Was there any pushback from any of your other council persons on the board? And also, are we the first city in the country to actually do this, or are there others?
There are other cities, and actually this year, many more cities came on board. One of my colleagues in Columbia, South Carolina, pushed this measure just this week as well. So we've been all working across the country to make this happen. A lot of universities, not any in the state of Missouri, but a lot of universities across the country have long celebrated Juneteenth. And it's important for us to, you know, reflect and to never forget.
Melissa Robinson, thank you so much for your diligence and your hard work. We celebrating Juneteenth this year. We turning up. Thank you for joining us on The Morning Grind.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Female rapper from Houston. Her name is Big Jade. She says Offset said that she'd have to get her body done before he would sign her to a record deal.
It's a shame that people got to think like that in these days, because it's totally false. You don't need that.
Well, when you look at the biggest rappers that are females, what do you see first?
What about Lizzo?
I don't really consider her a rapper, but, you know, agreed. I mean, okay.
I feel you. It's just unfortunate, man, that the standard is like that, because that can influence other people and think that they got to do things that way.
Not the best advice.
Yeah.
New segment on the Morning Grind. Some folks are left paralyzed when having to make tough decisions. Don't you worry, don't you fret. Chris Calico has the answers.
You want some advice? I got it. Better think twice if you gon' try it.
Got bad advice.
Bad advice with Chris Calico.
Now my next caller says, my boyfriend of 6 months has a daughter. She's 12 years old, and I'm ashamed to say this, but I hate her. I love my man. I just don't want to be bothered with his little funny acting preteen. How can I make this work? Well, caller, I'll tell you how you can make it work. You can't. I hate badass kids, too. Just next.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
25-year-old chef Jayon Smith. If you haven't tried his food here locally, you're going to get a chance to see him live and in color on season 20 of Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
Chef Jay repping the town on Fox, man. You and Chef Ramsey, y'all going to get into it?
Ramsey, he's okay off of the camera and whatnot. He's very strong. He's very determined, and he's very particular about his dishes. So I never took it personally or anything like that. You know, you just got to kind of take it to the chin and keep it rolling.
I think a lot of us grew up cooking at a young age, whether it was noodles or making yourself a little grilled cheese sandwich. Can you remember the first thing that you cooked as a shorty?
It always used to be breakfast food with my grandma. She was from Mobile, Alabama, so she brought her cooking roots up here to Kansas City, Missouri. And so oftentimes when my mom was still in college, I would just spend a lot of time either at home alone or with my grandma, and I would just spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and she would just teach me how to make stuff. And then eventually it became, okay, we're gonna let you make breakfast for yourself. So I would start off making breakfast, and I would go back to the Food Network, and I would watch some Guy Fieri or Gordon Ramsay, and I would find something, even Emma, and I would find something that I could make that would be easy enough. It started around like 8 or 9, actually.
As you can tell from the history and presently from my waistline, that I'm very familiar with a lot of chefs in Kansas City, and you are at the top of the list, Chef Jay, when it comes to the cooks in this city. How do you feel that Kansas City has prepared you for this journey you're about to go on?
It teaches you how to be tough, and I really took that attitude with me when I went out to Las Vegas. That's where we filmed that season 19 and 20 at Caesars Entertainment Studios. I really took that tough Kansas City mentality with me out there, stayed to myself. I was just focused a lot, you know, whether I did good or bad. I just always just took it to the chin. Like I said, I'm very confident in my work. I know what I'm capable of. Even if I don't do good, you know, I know what everybody back here in Kansas City feels about me. So Kansas City always brings tough people, man.
Hell's Kitchen premieres on Monday, Memorial Day, on Fox. What can we expect for this first episode? Whatever you can tell us. I know they're very secretive.
The first episode is definitely going to be very crazy. I can tell you that for the first time ever around the world, you know, they look for chefs that was 24 and under. I happened to be 23 at the time. So all of us, we were more starstruck at Gordon when we finally walked into a room and seen him, actually seeing how gigantic and huge he is in person. It's actually very instructive, man. You never realize it until you get there. Then it's a lot of different competitions. They got a show with Chris Angel on there. We got a lot of competitions where we go out in the desert, where we ride in trucks and everything. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be really fun. They make sure they make it fun for the millennials since we're all under 24. This first episode, man, you're going to see a lot of eyes gazing. You're going to get some laughs in, of course. You know, this Gordon Ramsay's going to talk his stuff. So, hey, man, I can't wait for y'all to see it.
I know you can't tell us if you won, but based off what you just said, I can tell you're in more than one episode because you talked about a couple of different challenges.
Ah, look at it.
Now, I'm not going to let you break your contract with Fox, but we wish you well. Thank we you. Will all be tuned in on Monday. When you get back, I'm saying, where our meal at?
Gotta go to Sauce.
You know what? I need to make that happen. Brian's been trying to get that to happen for a long time. So, you know what? I'll make a promise. I'll set that up with Brian. He'll choose the day, and I'm going to take care of you guys. It sounds good?
Oh, hell yeah.
I love that.
Chef Jay, check him out on Hell's Kitchen, man. It premieres Monday. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We're going to be cheering you on. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bro. Hit me.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
823, look for highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy skies. Right now, you're cloudy at 54 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Usher is already zaddy, but he's about to be a zanny yet again. Congratulations to Usher and his girlfriend, Jennifer. They're expecting their second child together, and this is Usher's fourth.
Congratulations, fam. Spread the seed. Let the earth fill.
Diddy seemingly is shooting his shot at Jennifer Lopez.
Uh-huh.
He posted a photo of the two of them holding hands back in the day when they were still together.
If you have seen my vibe, please tell it to come back to me. I need to get back in my bag. Get in your bag. Stay in your bag. Get in your bag. Stay in your bag.
I think his bag that he meant is Jennifer Lopez, you know. So go back to rocking them denim Sean John suits that y'all used to rock, man.
So Mary J. Blige, radio personality Angie Martinez, and Swizz Beatz were at the listening party for the new DMX album, Exodus, which is out right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat rock, Brian. I'm just going to let you know. So when you get off work, please do download it if you haven't already.
Try to stay away from heat rocks, but I got you.
Not a hot rock. Heat rock. So shady artist Conway the Machine, he's a part of Griselda. He appears on a song called Hood Blues. That song is bananas, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites off the album. Mm-hmm. That's when Mary J. Blige came up to Conway, who is a new artist, and complimented his $100,000 diamond chain.
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
Conway walked in here with all types of...
He going crazy.
He lit the whole room up, and Mary said, I always wanted a chain of that thick. Right? And then Swiss said, hold on. Then he went over to Conway, and then he came back, and he put the chain on Mary's neck. And I started screaming and crying, and the rest is history. What am I going to do now?
Start screaming and crying. She done been around some of the most notorious rappers of all time between Biggie and Jay-Z, and she's clowning over this.
They clearly have never given her $100,000 diamond chain.
See, if she had stayed with Kendu Isaacs.
Kendu ain't got no buddy.
He was getting her some money. He was.
He didn't have no buddy.
Winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Mimi.
All right, Mimi, this is your time to shine.
Special times alone. Just don't ever change. Cause I'm so into you. And you know.
Feels good. Yeah.
Come on.
It feels good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
It feels good.
This is what I'm talking about. Commitment, energy. It's all there, Mimi.
I love it.
Yes.
You got a 54-pack giveaway for Disney's Cruella
that comes out in theaters today and on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Tell the town what morning show you rocking with on the way to work.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Hot 103 Jams pulling up to Walmart. Okay.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.